家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是9012-7292 9012-7292。那今天呢，我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请来的专家老师是来自优异爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello Larry and hello everybody. 今天我们给大家讲一个托福听力的节选部分，是 biology class， 讲的是植物。通常一讲生物呢，我们就知道无非是动物、植物、微生物，是吧？所以呢，这个讲到动植物的时候呢，要有一些特别关注的知识点。比如说我要是准备给大家讲动物，大家觉得我通常会讲这个动物的什么方面呢？
习性，生活习性。
对，这个要有，这个繁殖肯定也是一块，另外就是和环境的关系。好，一会儿我们听到这一段呢，讲的植物，植物也是一样，是吧？它的环境怎样啊？它生活的这个植物的这个繁衍是怎样的？那一会儿我们听到的这是一种树，这种树呢，反正这个名字非常生，对于我来讲都生啊。一会儿你会听到，就连英文澳大利亚人本身也管这个树呢不叫它的拉丁名字，而给它起了一个比较英文式的名字，叫 Nightcap Oak。 Oak 这种树就比较常见了，它是橡树啊。橡树是什么树呢？南方会，我在安徽去教课的时候就遇到过橡树这种树。它是那个籽儿比较圆，就像一个直径差不多一厘米左右的那个球啊，就是有时候你看有人串一串珠子戴在手上，那种比较大的那种珠子，就大概橡树的籽儿就长得是那个样子。然后呢，一会儿我们讲座中呢会讲到这种树，比较古老的树啊。然后说到澳大利亚呢，它有几个部分，东西海岸大家都比较知道，一会儿讲座中会提到 New South Wales 啊，新南威尔士，这是澳大利亚的一个区划里边的，算是一个州啊。那澳大利亚呢，它比较富产这个各种矿物啊，这个锡矿是一个比较丰富的这么一个矿产资源。那一会儿这个讲座4分45秒不到5分钟啊，我们还是划分为两节儿。第一节儿呢稍短一些，没有什么太多的生词，我们就先放一遍录音。
Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
Okay, I have an interesting plant species to discuss with you today. It's a species of a very rare tree that grows in Australia, Edothia hardiniana, but it's better known as the nightcap oak. Now, it was discovered only very recently, just a few years ago. It remained hidden for so long because it's so rare. There are only about, 200 of them in existence. They grow in a rainforest, in a mountain ridge range in the north part of New South Wales, which is a state in Australia. So just 200 individual trees in all. Now, another interesting thing about the nightcap oak is that it represents a very old type, a kind of tree that grew 100 million years ago. We found fossils that old that bear a remarkable resemblance to the tree. So it's a primitive tree, a living fossil, you might say. It's a relic from earlier times, and it has survived all these years without much change. And it's probably a kind of tree from which other trees that grow in Australia today evolved. Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, here's a picture of the leaves of the tree and its flowers. I don't know how well you can see the flowers. They're those little clusters sitting at the base of the leaves.
听完了录音。
大家会注意到那个树的名字念完之后有一个特别长的时间的空白，这个空白在真正考试过程中呢会把这个字样怎么拼的啊，这个植物呢写在白板上，显示在屏幕上，所以呢它留着这个空白时间就是为了显示树名字。那对于考生来讲，你只需要记笔记，记个首字母就行了，比如说 E 大写，然后 H 啊，你就知道提到这个树，你知道指代是树名就可以了。那我们来分段讲解一下啊 ，Larry， 你可不可以给大家念一下第二自然段开始
？Now, this tree, it was discovered only very recently, just a few years ago. It remained hidden for so long because it's so rare.
There are only about 200 of them in existence. They grow in a rainforest, in the mountain range in the north part of New South Wales, which is a state in Australia. So just 200 individual trees in all.
好，说明这种树呢，它还是比较罕见的，并且呢，这种树只是近年来才发现。较早的时候呢，这个树呢，一直都是隐藏在暗中啊。目前呢，保有量就是世界上只有这么200来棵树啊。它的位置呢，在一个山脉之中，在雨林里边 ，rainforest。好，再接下来一段。
Now another very interesting thing about the nightcap oak.Is that it represents a very old type of kind of tree that grew 100 million years ago. We found fossils that old that bear remarkable resemblance to the tree. So it's a primitive tree. A living fossil, you might say. It's relic from earlier times and it has survived all these years without much change.And it's probably a kind of tree from which other trees that grow in Australia today evolved.
所以这个树呢还是比较有意思的，它是一种比较古老的这种树，古老到在年代上来讲呢是有100个百万年啊，那是多少呢？是1亿年啊。英文的计数呢，它就不用亿，它说 100 million。
因为 million 是百万的意思，所以 100 million 100个百万就是一个亿哈。
那么这种树呢，其实可以被称作活化石 living fossils。然后它和这个树呢有很其他的树有很大的类似之处，所以呢，他说这是一种原始树。
It's a primitive tree.
对了 ，primitive 原始的，而且呢，澳洲其他的树呢都应该是管这种树呢是老祖宗。啊，它是从这种树上逐渐进化而成的，所以这种树还是比较有意思。如果大家今后有机会去澳洲的话，不妨就去到这个新南威尔士州的这个山区里面，啊，你去找一找这个 nightcap oak 这样的树。好，接下来 ，just to give you an idea of what we are talking about, here is a picture of the leaves of the tree and its flowers.I don't know how well you can see the flowers. They are those little clusters sitting at the base of the leaves. 好，下面呢，老师就给大家展现了一幅画啊。这个画上面呢，就是有树的叶子，还有花朵。然后老师说呢，你们同学能不能看清楚这些花朵？我不知道啊。但是呢，这个花朵呢，其实就是一小簇，在这个叶子的根部。出现的
这个一小簇一小簇，英文就是 clusters。
对 ，cluster， C-U-C-L-U-S-T-E-R。
They are those little clusters sitting at the base of the leaves。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，下面呢，我们就可以听一下第二部分。这个讲座第二部分听之前呢，还是。按照以往的程序给大家扫一下生词的障碍 habitat habitat 这个是什么意思呢好这个上下文说 it's very specialized the suitable habitat that is the actual rainforest is much larger than the few hectares where the nightcap oak grows 之前就提到这种树呢其实就是在雨林然后他就说呢 the suitable habitat that is the actual rainforest所以说呢雨林对于这种树来讲就是 habitat 啊，它的意思是栖息地再来呢就是 flower 这个词呢可以当成动词啊，比如说this tree is a flowering tree 也就是一种开花的树我们知道这个名词太容易了是吧花嘛 roses 有个花那 flowering 当动词讲是开花的树然后他会提到另一个植物叫 plum P-L-U-M
梅子
对了南方的同学就是杨梅啊什么的这都是一类的 梅子，你吃吗？梅子话梅也算对吧？但是它只不过它就是经过了加工啊，给它弄干了，再放上一些香料。
小时候晕车的时候，经常吃这个话梅梅子、
plum
preserved plums。
对，就是给它干燥了、加工了。
嗯，
那这个梅子也可以泡酒啊、
哦，
什么杨梅酒啊之类的，也很好喝。
嗯，对。
好，他一会儿会听到这个词，然后再来呢，有的这个种子呢会有一个硬壳。好，然后再说呢，有的那种种子像做成手串，穿在一串戴在手上的那种，它其实是外面有一个壳，是 hard shell 啊，所以他说a seed with a hard shell， 这一会儿会听到。那当这个壳破裂了，裂开了，这个英文就是 crack open 啊，这样这树里边的种子呢就可以出来了啊，然后再继续长。说到这个发芽就是叫 germinate、嗯、这是发芽生长的意思。
germinate
听起来像德国那个名词、
German. Oh, no. germinate.
germinate
germinate。
好，再来呢，往下一个听到的词就是 persist。 好，他说 It's very good at persisting as a population. Persist, insistresist， 好多就是 zist 为一部分这个构词法的组合成分的时候呢，就能知道大多数情况这个 sist、insist、persist 都是坚持啊，执着于，它就是这个意思。
嗯，
好，还有一个词在学术类的文章中经常见到，就是 indication 和 indicator， 那是来自于 indicate 显示 ，indication 呢是它的名词。这个句子是 There is some indications to suggest that the population of the nightcap oak has not declined、啊、有迹象表明，这个 indication 是那个迹象。好，这差不多就是第二部分的词汇了、
嗯、好，那我们赶紧来听一下第二部分的讲座内容。
OK, what have we tried to find out about the tree since we've discovered it? Why is it so rare is one of the first questions. How does it reproduce is another question. Maybe those two questions are actually related. Jim?
I don't know, but I can imagine that, for instance, seed dispersal might be a factor. I mean, if the,if the seeds cannot really disperse in a wide area, then, you know, the tree may not, colonize new areas. It can't spread from the area where it's growing.
Right. And that's actually a very good answer. Of course, you might think there might not be many areas where the tree could spread into, it's very specialized in terms of the habitat.But that's not really the case here. The suitable habitat, that is the actual rainforest, is much larger than the few hectares where the nightcap oak grows. Now, this tree is a flowering tree, as I showed you. It produces a fruit, much like a plum. On the inside, there's a seed with a hard shell. It appears that the shell has to crack open or break down somewhat to allow the seed to soak up water.Now, if the nightcap oak remains, if their seeds remain locked inside their shell, they will not germinate. Now, actually, the seeds, they don't retain the power to germinate for very long, maybe 2 years. So there's actually quite a short window of opportunity for the seed to germinate. So the shell somehow has to be broken down before this germination ability expires.And then there's a kind of rat that likes to feed on the seeds as well. So given all these limitations, not many seeds that the tree produces will actually germinate. So this is a possible explanation for why the tree does not spread. It doesn't necessarily explain how it became so rare, but it explains why it doesn't increase. Okay, so it seems to be the case that this species, this nightcap oak, is not very good at spreading.However, it seems, though we can't be sure, that it's very good at persisting as a population.
现在我相信大家对这种树有了更多的了解了，是吧？那这一部分呢，咱们也再继续分解，讲解。
嗯。
好，我来念一遍，然后请 Larry 老师给我们讲一讲。Okay, what have we tried to find out about the tree since we've discovered it? Or how and why is it so rare? That's one of the first questions. How is it and how does it reproduce? This is another question. Maybe those two questions are actually related. Jim?
教授呢问了两个问题。第一个问题就是，哎，我们是怎么发现这种树的？ What have we tried to find out about the tree? 第一个问题就是，我们是怎么去研究这个树的？
对了，自从这个树发现之后，是吧，我们都研究出什么子丑寅卯了？
This is the first question. And the second question is, how does it reproduce? 它是怎么去繁殖的？
而且教授还说呢 ，Maybe those two questions are actually related 啊，可能还是有关系的。
两者是有关系的。
对了，接下来呢，这个 Jim 就举手了。老师说 ，Jim， 你有什么问题呀？
I don't know, but I can imagine that, for instance, seed disposal might be a factor.
哎，他马上就说了，这个种子的树种的散播可能就会是一个要考虑的因素。
You know, if the seeds cannot really disperse in the wild area, then, you know, the tree may not colonize new areas. It can't spread from the area where it's growing.
也就是说这个树种子如果它不能向那个更加荒郊野外的地方去散播的话呢，这个树就不能够占领新的地区。 Colonize 这个词其实用的是相当的地道， Colony 呢是殖民 地、
哎、
Colonize 呢就是把什么地方占为殖民地。
Mm-hmm.
所以对于植物来讲，它要在一个新的地方生长的话，这个动作就可以用 colonize new areas。
拟人化了就。
对。
好，
接下来呢，教授说 ，Right, that's actually a very good answer. Of course, you might think there might not be any areas where the tree could spread into, or because, well, it's very specialized in terms of the habitat. But that's not really the case here. The suitable habitat, that is the actual rainforest, is much larger than the few hectares where the nightcap oak grows. 那关于这个生长地点是吧，老师说呢，你这个回答这是很对的啊，所以这个树种传播限制了这种树去大面积的散播，使得这个树特别的稀有，明白吧？然后呢，他说呢，这个 you might think there might not be any areas where the tree could spread into， 你可能会这么想，就是这个树去散播种子所能够达到的区域是没有的。所以老师说呢，你觉得没有那么大面积的地区让这个树种子飘过去是吧？大家知道这树种子一般都怎么传啊？比如说这个鸟是吧，它吃一个苹果，然后呢那个核那个芯儿
你被吃下去了，
哎，然后呢当成粪便拉出去了，
对，
然后呢拉到哪儿，这个新的小种子就在哪儿发芽了，
对，没错，
是吧？所以他说这种树种子呢，就是你可能觉得呢，因为树种子传播的不够地域上广泛，所以使得它受到限制了啊。然后呢 it's very specialized in terms of habitat， 所以说它的这个聚集地呢就是比较专。那它的这个专是指什么呢？老师说只有在雨林才能够是它的聚集地，而这个雨林呢又比这种树所生长的几公顷的面积要大得多得多啊。他说 ，The actual rainforest is much larger than the few hectares where the nightcap oak grows. 接下来呢，那个 Larry 老师，请你给大家念一下这段。
Now this tree is a flowering tree, as I showed you. It produces a fruit much like a plum. On the inside, there is a seed with a hard shell.It appears that the shell has to crack open or break down somewhat to allow the seed to soak up water.
也就是说这个种子是吧，它要发芽它还得要水。那你这个壳外壳如果这么硬的话，它必须得要有个缝要裂开，叫 crack open, break down somewhat, 啊，就是某种程度上呢它要破开才能够使得种子能够吸水 soak up water.
You know, if the nightcap oak, if their seeds remain locked inside their shell, they will not germinate.
种子呢，如果说一直就是封闭的壳里面，它不破，那它就没法发芽，明白吧？这个 germinate 就是发芽的意思。
Actually, the seeds, they don't retain the power to germinate for very long, maybe 2 years.
哦，这种种子的话，它可以一下搁好长时间啊，可能达到2年的时间，它都不发芽。哎，那我觉得这个种子就跟坚果似的，是不是？然后它就老这么包着。
So, there's actually quite a short window of opportunity for the seed to germinate.
好，也就是呢，这边用了一个词儿，大家不理解的，就是那窗户 ,window。
Mm-hmm.
这个 window 是指什么呢？通常在排时间的时候，比如说3点到5点，啊，这是个 window。就是一段时间的意思。那这个树发芽呢，它可发芽的时间是很短的。所以这个 window 是 window of opportunity for the seed to germinate.
So there's actually quite a short window of opportunity for the seed to germinate.
所以说呢，这个时间发芽的时间呢又保存很长，它老不发，是吧？它就老这么睡觉的状态，所以这个树就比较稀有了，对不对啊？它也能保存很长时间，就是很古老嘛。So the shell somehow has to be broken down before this germination ability expires. And then there's a kind of a rat that likes to feed on the seeds as well. 这我觉得挺好玩的。首先呢，他就说呢，这个壳是吧，必须在它的发芽能力到期失效之前，必须得壳得破了，否则的话一过期它就发不了芽了。然后呢，他又说呢，有一种老鼠，这个 rat that likes to feed on the seeds as well. Feed on something 就是以什么东西为食。
Feed on the seeds.
它这个有一种老鼠专门就爱嗑这种籽儿。So given all these limitations, not many seeds that the tree produces will actually germinate. 你那个一些种子给耗子吃了，对不对？有一些种子呢，耗子呢吃完了剩下的破了壳了，然后又过了发芽期了，是吧？然后不发芽的那个呢，它就老这么包着，最后也过期了。所以呢，这个发芽的几率就小了。So this is a possible explanation for why the tree does not spread. It doesn't necessarily explain how it became so rare, but it explains why it doesn't increase. 啊，回到这个回应刚才老师说的，就是发芽这件事儿和种子传播这个繁殖啊这几件事是有关系的。那老师说呢，这是一个可能的解释，就是解释这个树为什么不能够大面积的铺开去生长啊，但是这个又没有那么清楚的有一个必要的联系，就是这个树为什么这么罕见呢？啊，他只是说了这个树为什么不会有大量的增长，但是它为什么原本就少呢？是不是
？Okay, so it seems to be the case that the species this nightcap oak is not very good at spreading.However, it seems, though we can't be sure, that it's very good at persisting as a population. 这个物种啊，虽然它不太擅长于去传播、去播撒它的种子哈，但是呢，它是非常的能够维持它的这个物种的
现有数量
的。
好，那么重点的段落呢就给大家解释到这儿，希望大家呢能够自己再反复多听几遍我们的这次节目的录音。
那么在今天课后呢，如果大家想下载今天的课程文本以及更多的英语学习资料，欢迎加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的 QQ 新群的号码是9012-7292 9012-7292。如果您在原来的老群，您就不用加入这个群了，因为两个群的功能是一样的。感谢大家收听，也谢谢壮壮老师陪伴，我们下期节目再见。
See you next time.
Well, I'm just people watching.
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Place on earth with you. Tell me all the things.